Greetings and welcome to the Student Athlete Teleconference. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. If at any time during the conference you need to reach an operator, please press star 0. As a reminder, this call is being recorded Monday, December 2nd, 2019. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Kevin Best. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to today's championship game, student-athlete teleconference. We will have Virginia student-athletes here from 9:40 to 10:10 a.m., 10 minutes with each, and then Clemson later today at 12:10 to 12:40 p.m. Virginia student-athletes today are quarterback Bryce Perkins, linebacker Charles Snowden, and defensive end Eli Handback. We're going to start with quarterback Bryce Perkins. So unlike a coach's teleconference, we're not going to ask the student-athletes to make opening statements. So, Carlos, maybe if you could just repeat the instructions one more time for questions, and then we'll start with questions.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to register a question, please press the 1, followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press 1-3. One moment, please, for the first question. Our first question comes from the line of David Teal, Daily Press. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Bryce. Among the injuries you have overcome, such as the neck and the knee and the thumb, where did tonsillitis rank in your list of health challenges?
It was up there. Definitely not as severe as the neck and the knee, but it definitely posed challenges last week and earlier this week just because I was having trouble breathing and I couldn't practice, and I was just feeling miserable on the game against Liberty. But the team here, sports medicine team, it did a great job of running in back and forth, getting me tea and everything like that during the game to make it more manageable, just to get through it. And then after the game was when it really got really worse, but didn't really affect after the Liberty game going into the Virginia Tech game.
And then given your dad and your big brother's football background, how early was the "you got to play hurt" mantra instilled in you?
Pretty early. My parents and my dad, they never really, overly, pushed me as far as just if I'm hurt, telling me to suck it up and go back in there. That's just, over time, playing a game and kind of just being around my family and seeing how they operate, themselves in football. I kind of just took that approach, myself, and definitely it's more of a I can't let my team down. I'm gonna play for my team more so than I'm trying to be tough, and I gotta tough it out for myself. So if I have an opportunity to play, still at a high level while being injured for the guys that would do the same thing for me, then I'll do it no matter what.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Mike Verbar with Richmond Times-Dispatch. Please go ahead.
Morning, Bryce. Broncos talked about how he's grown this program kind of incrementally, step by step. Right now, the chance to play Clemson, the chance to play in an ACC championship game, and then possibly an Orange Bowl. Do you guys feel like maybe you're cheating ahead a little and skipping a step, that this program's gotten even further this year than maybe people were expecting?
Not at all. We always talk about unbroken growth in this program, and just think about last year, how close we were to actually winning the ACC and beating Tech. We felt that we had the talent and the will to last year, so we just had to keep it going and keep improving. from the mistakes from last year to this year. And it wasn't perfect this year. You know, we had a couple ugly losses. But, I mean, the way we fought back and the way that we were resilient is right on line with the program's growth and the program's culture that Coach built, you know, these past years that he was here.
And I'm curious, as you look at, I don't know how far you've gotten into looking at Clemson, if at all, but defensively their numbers are off the charts. What is it, if you've seen them, what is it that makes Clemson so good on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, they're great at causing havoc, you know, getting pressure, you know, one way or another, they'll blitz this side, and the next one they'll blitz this side. So just always, you know, making teams uncomfortable, making quarterbacks uncomfortable in the backfield and causing turnovers like that. You know, they do a great job of causing havoc. So, you know, we're going to come in, you know, prepared and ready for it. This week is going to be definitely important as far as game planning and film watching to make sure that, you know, we're in the best situation to handle different and various types of, you know, pressures that they bring.
Great. Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Doug Dowdy with Roanoke. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Bryce, as a player who didn't grow up in this part of the country or probably didn't know much about the ACC, talk about how big a goal it became to beat Virginia Tech and how you got caught up in the rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, all year, no matter from the very first time I stepped in, everybody was talking about, you know, no matter what, and we don't care if y'all lose every single game, just beat Tech. So from right there, it kind of just kind of instilled in me just the importance and the severity of the rivalry, and especially with Virginia not beating them in 15 years, added even more incentive to beat them. And just losing last year just really made me, you know, all the way buy in. And kind of, you know, now I was more personally invested into the rivalry, which made me, you know, even more driven to contribute to break the streak. And so, I mean, especially after last year, I mean, you know, it was like, you know, one of the most hated for me personally. Like, it was that hate in my heart, not for the team, just, you know, just the passion to beat these guys. So, especially after last year, is when I really got fully invested into it.
One more quick thing. Talking about your tonsillitis, did you lose your voice at all during that period?
You said what?
Did you lose your voice at all? Was communication a problem at all when you had the tonsillitis?
Yeah, no, it was really bad. Saturday morning during walkthroughs, I couldn't even call the plays. I had to have one of our other quarterbacks, Lindo Stone, kind of just call the plays, and I would just clap my hands for the snap. And then during the game, second half, it kind of got worse, and then I gave our center the call sheet. I gave him an extra wristband that had the calls on it. So if it got really bad, you know, he was the one that's going to call the plays, you know, to the group. So it got pretty bad. And then after the game, kind of just shut completely, where I couldn't put a full sentence together without, you know, choking on my words. So it was
Friday. That was Friday.
It was Saturday morning when we played Liberty. And
Liberty, okay.
Yeah. That's when.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech was fine. My voice was perfectly fine. I had all the antibiotics in me, so it didn't really affect me.
Hello, Carlos.
All right. Our next question comes from the line of Paul Woody, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Bryce. You transferred in from a JUCO, so have you been able to get the classes you need to graduate this year?
Yeah, I'm in like 5 classes, kind of put a schedule together when I first got here to make sure that I graduate in December. So, yeah, I'm on track to graduate here coming up in the next few weeks.
What's your degree going to be in?
American Studies, Vision of Pop Culture.
So are you studying the Kardashians?
I'm more of my classes are around race in America and race in the media.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I don't want to be presumptuous, but I'm guessing that you're looking to get to play after college and would hope to play in the NFL. Would that be correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Have anyone talked to you about that? Talked to you, you know, when Lamar Jackson was going to be drafted, there was a lot of talk about, oh, he can't play quarterback, he's got to be a running back or a wide out. Has any of that talk come up with you?
Not yet. I mean, definitely some of the things that, you know, I think about, but we'll see after the season. Right now I'm really just focused on these next 2 games and, you know, anything after that can be worried about, you know, when I'm done and in the later part of January. So,
yeah.
You know, definitely a thought, but, you know, not going to worry and get hung up too much about, you know, that part of, you know, my life until after the season is over.
Has it been pretty academically intensive to be able to graduate in December? That's a lot of work in a short amount of time.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, I have a great team, especially the academic coordinators do a great job of, you know, making sure, you know, I'm on top of all my classes and my schedule is just right to make it the load easier on me any way possible. So, you know, it was a team effort, but definitely just, you know, kind of being disciplined with the classes and the work to make sure that, you know, I have the opportunity to graduate on time without, you know, having any setbacks.
All right, we're going to have to keep it moving. Bryce, really appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and now we're going to move on to linebacker Charles Snowden. And again, just we'll go straight to questions if we have them. Carlos, up to you.
Once again, to queue up for a question, please press 1-4. We have a question from the line of David Hall, Chinning Pilot. Please go ahead.
Hey, Charles. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. How much of an opportunity is this in terms of the scope of your career to go against the best team in the nation?
Opportunities like this don't happen every day. To go up against the reigning national champs, reigning ACC champs, it's a great opportunity. You're not going to find better talent than this in the country. And so I'm just excited to get that opportunity.
And are you guys approaching this, and please don't be insulted by this, but, I mean, I think everybody knows the stakes for both teams, but are you guys approaching this as nothing to lose?
I wouldn't say nothing to lose, but, I mean, we're going at it with no fear. We've had a great season so far, and we're just looking to build on that. And so we're going to give it our best foot forward, surrender the outcome, and let the chips fall where they may.
One more quick one. I was leaving the stadium the other day, and I heard you on the radio, and I thought, this guy could do this for a living. You ever consider that?
It's funny you say that because Dave Kane, like the voice of our football program, he has a radio mm-hmm. show, and I actually do a 1-minute segment every week for his show called the Cavalier Minute. And so you're actually not the first person to tell me that. And I actually really enjoy it. And so if that's something down the line that, I think I'd definitely be interested in sports commentating or something like that. So that opportunity presented itself, I think that'd be great.
The next Michael Strahan.
Exactly.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Next question comes from the line of Bennett Conlin, Daily Progress. Please go ahead.
Hey, Charles. I was just curious, how much have you had a chance to watch Clemson previously across the past 2 years? They've won 27 games in a row. How aware are you of that, and how much have you had a chance to watch them in the past year or so despite not playing them yet?
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of being a college football fan, it's hard not to have seen them play because they've been in the national championship the last, I think, 4 years now. So, I mean, I'm definitely very familiar with them kind of from a fan perspective. I haven't necessarily watched too much in a opponent, like X's and O's type manner, but I'm kind of, I have a sense of what they like to do, their style of play, their tempo, their culture. And so now I'm looking forward to getting more into their scheme, what they're trying to attack, their kind of strengths and their weaknesses and stuff like that.
And then what does it mean to you to be able to play in an ACC championship game?
I mean, it's huge to me. Just kind of coming from, as a guy came in with only one scholarship offer here at the University of Virginia. I mean, no other ACC schools thought I could play in the ACC. And so now to have gone from that to being the champions of our division and to play for an ACC championship, I mean, I just kind of look back and reflect and really just appreciate how far I've come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Brett Franklin with CatchCorner.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, Charles, I got two for you. The first, in terms of where you guys are in terms of injuries in the secondary, you had to do things a little differently against Virginia Tech. It seems like you're basically using Noah as a linebacker slash DB. Talk to me a little bit about the challenges that put on you guys and how you were able to have so much success still creating havoc even without having your kind of base look out there.
Yeah, I mean, Noah's one of the most athletic dudes I've ever met in terms of, I mean, he's 6'5", 220-plus, and can just, I mean, his hips, his feet are quick as lightning, and he can just do a lot of things. And so he's one of our best pass rushers, but he also is one of our best cover guys. So we had to kind of take him out of the front, drop him in coverage a little bit more. And so I kind of just told other dudes we got to step up and get to that quarterback. And so that's kind of what we did, and it worked out.
And then my next question is, you got to be the one who ceremoniously, I guess, handed Bronco the sledgehammer to break the rock. What went into that? How much conversation did you guys have about that? Was it a spur of the moment kind of deal? How did that all come to play?
I hadn't really discussed it much with my teammates, but that was kind of something that we'd had a kind of little side. Actually, I'll say we've had like kind of side conversations about, like, if we win this game, like, you think Coach Manal should break it, but nothing like a huge kind of team unanimous thing. And then in that moment, it just felt so right. I mean, he'd been our leader since day one. He's gotten us here, sacrificed so much for us. And Noah had a great game. Eli had a great game. Bryce obviously had a great game. But just in terms of wrapping up this regular season, nobody deserved it more than Coach Benton Hall.
Our next question comes from the line of David Teal, Daily Press. Please go ahead.
Charles, you were mentioning having watched them more as a fan than as a student of the game, but from your position, what are the things that you have to do against an offense that is so balanced with someone like ETN running and then Lawrence throwing to the likes of Justin Ross and T. Higgins?
I think it's just not trying to do too much, just understanding that the defense has to work as a whole. One thing we talk about is doing your 1/11th. So I think it's just doing my 1/11th, but doing it at an even higher level than I've done all year. And so I don't think I need to go out there and try to create a play every play out there, just understanding my job and doing it to the best of my abilities and trusting the guys around me that they'll do theirs and see what happens.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a question from we have a question from Mike Barber, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Please go ahead.
Morning, Charles. I wanted to ask, you know, you guys have talked so much about unbroken growth in this program, and to go from losing a bowl game, winning a bowl game, and now being in the ACC title game, do you feel like would an upset of Clemson kind of be ahead of schedule for where this program is trying to get to?
I mean, I think it'd be – I don't think we kind of necessarily have a schedule. I mean, I think our goal is just to improve every year. And so whatever that improvement looks like is great. I wouldn't say it'd be ahead of schedule or behind schedule. If it happens, I think it'd be right on schedule. And, I mean, just as long as we are improving from the year before, then I think it's right on schedule.
And you guys talked so much going into the year about improving the run defense. I assume you feel like you guys have made big strides in that area. David mentioned, you know, the talent of Etienne and this running game. How far have you come on run defense, and how big a challenge will Saturday be?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely made improvements since kind of that middle part of the year where we were struggling for a little bit. But we still have a long way to go. We still have little assignments that we need to fix and also kind of the mindset in which we're doing it with. But we've definitely taken strides, but there's still a lot of room for improvement, as there always is.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
And Charles, it's Kevin Best in the AC office in Greensboro. I want to thank you for joining us. We're all out of time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll move ahead to our final Virginia student athlete participating today, defensive end Eli Handback. Again, we'll go straight to questions. Carlos, you can give those instructions one last time.
Thank you, sir. Once again, to queue up for a question, please press 1-4 on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to unqueue, please press 1-3. One moment, please. First question comes from the line of Jeff White, VirginiaSports.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, Eli. The offensive line took a lot of heat early in the season, particularly after the Notre Dame game with all those sacks. I know the ones don't go against the ones all the time in practice, but what have you seen from that group, and what's been behind its improvement as the season's gone on?
Well, you know, I think they really took that criticism to heart, and I think they, you know, made it a personal mission of theirs to improve in all aspects of their game, and I just think they really locked in, and every day after practice, those guys are doing extra work on their fundamentals and technique, and I think that showed up in the last couple weeks since then. I mean, they're protecting Bryce at a very high level. We're doing a good job. Running the ball, you know, so I think they really just made it a focus to do more than what has been asked of them, and I think that's helped them a great deal.
Next question comes from the line of Mike Barber, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Please go ahead.
Morning, Eli. I don't know if you're in the same room as the other guys, but I was asking them, in terms of the unbroken growth, going from losing a bowl, winning a bowl, to now playing in the ACC championship, would beating Clemson, pulling the upset, would that be kind of a skipping a step ahead and maybe cheating ahead a little bit for this program?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we're – I wasn't here when I think Charles might have been talking about that a little bit, but I don't think it's skipping ahead. I think we prepared to win every game, and we do that to the best of our ability. And I mean, we're a good football team, and you know, we've made great strides, and they have been fast. You know, if you look at that across the board, so I don't think it's jumping ahead. I don't think it's something that we're focusing on. Is, you know, are we going faster than expected? I mean, we're just one game at a time, like we have been all season, and prepare to be, have success.
And a big focus going into this season was to improve the run defense. I assume you've been pleased that you guys have improved there. What have you seen from that improvement, and how big a challenge will Clemson and Travis Etienne be?
Right. Yeah, I mean, ever since the offseason, we've had a focus on improving our run game, and Overall, the year as a whole, it has improved since the last three defenses we've had under Coach Mendenhall. So that's just something we've put a focus on, whether that be our mindset and just assignment and run fits. We put a big focus on that. But we're going to have a huge test ahead of us. You know, Clemson, obviously one of the best teams in the country, have been for a while now. And with that O-line and Travis Etienne, like, they are very, very capable, very, very good. So, I mean, we got a tall order ahead of us, and we're going to have to prepare.
From your point of view, who was the best running back you faced already this season?
I got to think about that one. I think Cam Akers, Florida State, was pretty – he was good. He was good. UNC had some really good backs, too.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
We have a question from David Hall, Virgin Pilot. Please go ahead.
Hey, Eli. I was just wondering if the bizarre nature of how Friday's game ended has sunk in yet for you.
No, I don't think it has. I mean, we're still, you know, going around the locker room just saying, we really beat Tech. You know, we really got it done. And not just that, you know, we're just soaking in the win. But the way it ended, with the sack fumble recovery for a touchdown, that is a wild way to close out a game. I don't think that in the specifics has sunk in yet. I think we're still this weekend, at least, we're still just enjoying the win. You know, this week we got a, like I said earlier, a big task ahead of us with Clemson, one of the best teams in the country. So, you know, we got to move on from this past weekend and lock in and focus on the ACC championship game.
Yeah, you scored a touchdown against Tech, man.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely awesome. It's an awesome memory to have.
People are already on social media or making jokes, like Bronco said yesterday, this is a magical opportunity. And, of course, all the snide people are like, an opportunity to lose by 80. If I know football players, I know that, like, you'd much rather play the best team in the country than not. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's a challenge. You know, it's an opportunity, a great opportunity ahead of us, and a great challenge.
All right, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
We got a question from Brett Franklin, CatsCorner.com. Please go ahead.
Eli, two questions for you. One, earlier in the season, Coach said something about you always in the right spot at the right time, and you said that was a nice compliment, but obviously you're not in the right place at the right time every play. But it seemed like on that play at the end of the game Friday, you were in the right place. Can you take us through that play and sort of what your view was of it as the thing unfolded, or did it just kind of happen so fast you saw football and you dove on it?
Well, yeah, so kind of like, I guess, with the defense we were running, most of the time I was supposed to be the contained guy, so I didn't want the quarterback to get outside of me. And so that's what I was focused on. I was kind of just locked out and on the offensive tackle. He had a good block on me too, but I just had my eyes on the quarterback. I just really wanted to make sure he wasn't getting outside of me. And then I saw Mandy get through, and once he got his hand on him, I kind of started to shed off the block, and then I just saw the ball on the ground, and I dove on it.
And then I was thinking about this the other day. You guys put a whole lot – Coach talked last year about the best gift he could give you for the holidays was to get you ready for South Carolina, and you guys obviously had a really good game plan and made them made things look easy at times against them. The challenge that you have this week, where basically this is a bowl game, but you only have a few days to do it. How difficult – regardless of opponent, how difficult is that when it's not a game that you've been playing it on? It's dropped on your schedule. How tough is that, and how do you adjust to it?
I think it does present the challenge, just the fact that it's an extra game, not that it isn't a bowl game, but it's just as big as one for us. But I think we are treating it like we have it like there's a 13 game schedule instead of the 12 game schedule. If this was a regular season game, we have the same amount of time to prepare that we would have in season. So, this week we're just treating it like any other week when it comes in terms of our schedule and how we get used to that. We know what's at stake. We know the opportunity ahead of us. We know we're playing a very, very good opponent. So there's definitely a different mindset, but when it comes to, you know, schedule and the preparation, we're just treating it like it's another week in the regular season.
Next question comes from the line of David Teal, Daily Press. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Eli. Did you and or any of your teammates watch Clemson play on Saturday?
I watched a little bit of the game. There was a lot of good games on. I was just kind of flicking around. My teammates, I'm sure they have. I know a lot of us have already, you know, started watching film on them to get ready to play this weekend. So, you know, that's one of the big things that goes into preparation is film study. So that's something we have to be locked in on and ready to go. So, yeah, I mean, myself and teammates have probably already started doing that, yeah.
What were are your impressions of Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, he's a fantastic quarterback. He's going to be playing in the NFL one day. I mean, so he's one of the best doing it right now. So we got a tall order ahead of us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Eli, this is Kevin Best at the ACC office in Greensboro. We're all out of time. Really appreciate you taking the time to joining us today.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that concludes Virginia student-athlete teleconference. We'll have Clemson at 12:10 p.m. today with safety Tanner Muse, quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and offensive guard John Simpson. Transcripts are available at the link that I sent out last night. That will be the site that we'll use throughout the championship game for transcripts. If you have any questions, please give me a call.
That concludes today's call. We thank you for your participation and ask you to please disconnect your lines.